EISAC updates NERC Committee on GRIDX 8 scenario, written by Holden Mann and read by an automated voice. GRIDX 8, a security exercise, will see changes both visible and behind the scenes that are designed to match real-world developments in the past 2 years, an official with the Electricity Information Sharing and Analysis Center told members of NERC's Reliability and Security Technical Committee. Speaking at the RSDC's quarterly meeting September 11th, GRIDX Program Manager Jesse Side outlined some of the updates to the biennial training event scheduled for November 18 to 19. These include new participation options for the distributed play portion. In addition to the traditional full-scale exercise, participants can choose a simplified GRIDX in a box option designed for smaller planning teams and organizations new to the exercise, or a streamlined tabletop scenario for entities unable to participate in a real-time program. All three participation options will be based on the same scenario, Side said, and will involve physical and cybersecurity threats to grid infrastructure inspired by real-world events. While he did not provide the full scenario, he said it will involve climate change impacts such as wildfires and heat domes, along with attacks coinciding with a major world sporting event. This element was added in light of the 2026 FIFA World Cup and 2028 Summer Olympic Games, both of which will be held in the U.S. Planners also have incorporated new tools for the scenario, including a new social media and new simulation tool, AT Sim Media, to provide a smoother and more realistic experience for participants. The new tool incorporates social media bots to create some noise and background chatter that might be heard during a real security event. Like GRIDX 7, the scenario timeline comprises four separate moves: the first 4 hours of the event, those 4 to 8 hours, 24 to 28, and a week after the main action. This element debuted in GRIDX 7, and planners decided to bring it back based on favorable participant reactions. Folks seem to really like that. It lets you look through recovery a little more in depth than we have in previous GRIDXs and shift to more of a discussion-based exercise for that final phase, Side said. Committee to post EV white paper. Committee members unanimously voted to approve a paper submitted by the RSDC's Electric Vehicle Task Force outlining potential risks and benefits of integrating EVs with the grid. As EVTF Vice Chair Syed Ali reminded attendees, the group submitted a draft of the paper at the committee's June meeting for a 45-day comment period. The final draft was updated to take the committee's feedback into account and to address policy impacts on the EV industry. The highest priority risks identified in the paper include difficulty in forecasting EV characteristics, a lack of available charging profiles, and ability of current models to represent charging and discharging behavior, inadequate studies of the impact of EVs on the grid, and lack of information sharing among manufacturers, utilities, and end-use customers. Ali said the EVTF's next product will be mitigations for these and other risks. Members also approved a reliability guideline submitted by the System Planning Impacts from Distributed Energy Resources Working Group, or SPIDERG, addressing the impact of DERs on under-frequency load shedding program design. As part of its triennial review process, SPIDERG determined the document remained applicable, effective, and useful to registered entities in addressing risks. The new guideline includes minimal revisions, based on SPIDERG's review and comments from industry after a 45-day comment period earlier in 2025. Finally, members agreed to post another guideline relating to the commissioning of inverter-based resources for a 45-day comment period, and to accept for internal comment a paper on the ability of current standards and engineering practices to address emerging large loads. The paper will be ready for comment in late September or early October, NERC Engineer for Power Systems Modeling and Analysis Jack Jibefried said.